Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Gas prices went up again yesterday for the ninth straight day. The average price for a gallon of gas nationwide is now $3.83, but in seven states, the price is already more than $4 a gallon. As expected, in a presidential election year, the price of the pump is now a political talking point.
We're seeing gas prices at what are projected to be historic highs.
Instead of saying, okay, we're not going to drill in the Gulf, or we're not going to drill in Anwar, the right course instead is to say, we're going to take every action.
I want the United States to be so energy independent that no future president ever again bows to a Saudi king.
Coal, oil, gas, nuclear.
Just from a political perspective, do you think the president of the United States going into re-election wants gas prices to go up higher?
That's Rick Santorum, Mitt Romney, Newt Gingrich, and of course, the president. The president is actually on a four-state tour at this point, promoting and defending his energy policies in some ways. He'll visit a solar facility in Boulder City, Nevada, oil and gas production fields in Carlsbad, New Mexico, and he'll visit Ohio State University, where some of the country's most advanced energy-related research is going on there, and also make a stop in Cushing, Oklahoma, the city that's the starting point for the southern half of the controversial Keystone Pipeline. To defend his energy policy, you have to kind of understand what the energy policy is coming out of the White House. Joining us now is Paul Tonko, Democrat, congressman from New York. Thanks for joining us.
It's my pleasure, Celeste, and it's great to be joining your listeners on The Takeaway.
Can you explain, for those who may not be able to getting a clear picture of Obama's energy policy, is there a stated Obama doctrine on energy?
Well, I think, you know, the president has said all of the above, and I believe that that is the best approach, making certain that we continue to invest in research that equals jobs, that develops alternatives for energy consumers, that enables us to use wisely the resources we have in that mix by promoting efficiency and conservation, and continuing to influence the situation with domestic-produced oil supplies. And we are now working under an eight-year high, which is very, very strong. I think that, you know, even with the Energy Information Administration, the supply of oil and gas is higher today than it was 3 years ago. And our domestic oil and gas production is at an eight-year high. So you'll hear many critics suggest that we ought to drill, baby, drill. And in fact, that is what this administration can share with them, is the result that we have domestic production at an eight-year high.
And natural gas production at an all-time high in 2011. Also, renewable energy of solar and wind has doubled since 2008. We're speaking with a Democrat, Paul Tonko, a congressman from New York and the 21st District. But when you have an all-of-the-above strategy, in the end, nobody's really happy, right? Why would you go with an energy policy that pleased neither those who want to drill for more oil, who want to open up Anwar, for example, and it doesn't seem to please the hardcore environmentalists either, who feel like you should really be cutting back on the use of crude oil?
Well, I think, you know, when we all feel a bit of the pain, that is meaning that we're working with the, I think, the most comprehensive strategy. You know, the president has been tremendously strong in his investment in energy research. He has offered an historic, largest investment in energy for the nation. And certainly when he did that, it spurred all sorts of innovation, making certain that we do focus on not only our renewable energy sources, but also on battery manufacturing. Advanced battery manufacturing serves as a linchpin to enable us to store intermittent supplies of energy. And as we grow these choices, this will provide a strength as we address the supply and demand relationship as American energy consumers. We'll have those options. We'll have alternative fuels. There are short, medium, and long-term strategies that need to be embraced. And the sooner we begin with those investments, the more stable we'll be, the more energy sufficient and energy independent we'll be. And I think that's important for us.
How can we be at such high levels of production of both gas and oil and still have gas prices reaching above $4 in seven states?
Well, I think what politicians won't share with the public is that we are part of an international cartel. We can't live this one in isolation. And the cartel, I believe, knows the optimum amount of supply in order to strengthen their outcome. And we're all subject to that supply and demand relationship. Now, demand worldwide has been up exponentially. When you're putting out millions of cars a year, as is the case in China, perhaps 12 million cars annually, and when you see the industrialization of many nations out there, the demand on energy supply, the oil supply, is intense. At the same time, we've had some disruptions in supply, with the Mideast being a very fragile area politically. And some of this activity has hurt the international supply. But there's no denying that there is a price that's set through that cartel. But here domestically, the president is introducing through his policies and his initiatives and with the resource advocacy a very sound mix of energy supply, which I think is a very stable thing to do. And, you know, for those who want to suggest that we can get $2 per gallon gasoline in the very near future, I'm really not being frank or sincere, I believe, with the American consumers out there.
Could a true environmentalist candidate ever win the White House, do you think?
I think that, you know, the president is sound in his approach to the environment with his energy policy that includes all of the above. And he has been frank and straightforward with the public and has indicated, look, everyone wants to be popular. And if you could, if any president of any nation could take a magic wand and make it happen, it would be wonderful. But we live within an international context.
That's Paul Tonko, Democrat and Congressman from New York's 21st District. Thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
If you have any questions about Obama's energy policy or thoughts about his all-of-the-above strategy, you can always give us a call at 877-8-MYTAKE or post your comment at thetakeaway.org.